Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's mobile flight deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture tent.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. We're with Pat Waddick. He is president and COO of Cirrus Aircraft. No major announcements today, Pat, but some navel-gazing and some insights to the future. First of all, let's start with the Vision Jet, and then let's go beyond the Vision Jet.
Yeah, the Vision Jet is, as we talked about, one of the most exciting things going on in aviation, but it also is really representative of where Cirrus is going. It's an airplane that is designed around the fundamental principles that we've been successful in the market with the SR airplanes. Innovation, safety, performance, comfort, these are all things that are important not just to us at the company and how we like to fly airplanes, but our customers as well. And so the Vision Jet is going along great. We have a lot of folks working on the program, over 170 people total working on the program. It's exciting these days because all of the large production equipment and tools are coming into the factory, and we're starting to move all the things around to be able to make way for the production of the airplane. Now, a lot of the focus right now is building the first FAA certification flight test aircraft. That is going to be our focus for the next year. We're going to fly that in early 2014, and then we're going to follow that with a couple more flight test vehicles. Those will fly the complete certification flight test program, and then we're planning for deliveries in late 2015. So it's the program is really going well, and it's really exciting for everybody up in Duluth.
But the Vision Jet is not an end point. And while you don't seem to really want to talk about what the next airplanes are, there will be more airplanes, right?
Now, there'll be no shortage of new airplanes and innovation from Cirrus. This is something that has become enculturated at Cirrus. This is really the legacy of the founding of the company and some of the founding principles to drive that expectation for constant improvement throughout all the people that are working on the airplanes. So there are a lot of things left to do. Every time you think, like for example, the Generation 5 aircraft that we launched earlier this year and has really been, received extremely well in the marketplace, you look at that airplane, you say, well, what more could you possibly do? But when if you were to peer into the technology roadmap of all of the different things coming down the pike in the next 5 to 10 years, you realize that, it will never stop. There will constantly be new things coming, that whether it's things that make it safer, better performance, safety, it just keeps getting better. I think probably from my perspective, one of the next big revolutions in aviation is still in the power plant area. So in the last 20 years, we've seen what composite construction can bring to improved aerodynamics. We've seen what happens with a revolution in avionics that has also not just made it easier to use, but has made aviation safer. You see advances in safety systems like the parachute and inflatable seat belts restraints, airbag restraints. But propulsion has really been the area that has needed to see more innovation fielded into the marketplace. And when I look out there and I see what is happening in diesel research and development projects, you get pretty excited about what the future brings as it relates to that side of it as well. So there's lots of different things that we can do, not just with the SR airplanes, but also the Vision Jet. Once we get the Vision Jet into production, there's a number of things that we can do to improve that airplane as well. So I think you'll see new products coming throughout the entire spectrum from the SR line all the way up into the jet.
And how are things going with your new owners? Seems to be lots of support for the company and for the direction of the company.
Yeah, you know, it's been really great. We've got a lot of support from ownership. I think, you know, most importantly, people saw that over the last year with the commitment to the VisionJet program. To accelerate that and to complete that and really to keep that happening on time, as you know, it takes a lot of funding to do that, and they've been behind us every step of the way. This is probably one of the first times in my 25 years where we've really started looking into the future, not just, you know, a couple of years or 3 or 5 years, but 10 years plus, to work with them and say, well, where do we want this to go? Where do we want the broader corporation to go? And where do we want things to go in delivering better value and support for our customers? And the ownership side of it has been integral to each one of those conversations. And that's pretty exciting for us because we've not previously had quite that opportunity to look that far into the future and really start planning ahead and having a ownership perspective that is truly long-term focused. And that's not just best for the customer, it's best for the industry, and it's great for our employees as well.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the Sennheiser S1 family of aviation headsets. Come and visit Sennheiser at AirVenture booth number 288 and experience a new level of customization and comfort in the cockpit. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. It delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.